Now they're bringing home troops and other departments of the executive onto American streets. They're moving them on to American streets. This is dangerous to talk about, but it's also dangerous not to talk about.
So we woke up to a world today where our president has federalized the police in D.C. and is putting National Guard troops in the street under declaration of an emergency to, quote, beautify the city.
Under the authorities vested in me as the president of the United States, I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and you'll be meeting the people that will be directly involved with that. Very good people, but they're tough, and they know what's happening, and they've done it before. In addition, I'm deploying the National Guard to help reestablish law, order, and public safety.
He's calling it liberation.
This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back.
He's calling it liberation. It's martial law. I mean, it doesn't get more Orwellian than this if it was a passage straight out of Orwell's 1984.
This is Liberation Day.
They posted his little Truth Social post talking about how D.C. is going to be liberated today. Crime, savagery, filth, and scum will disappear, he says.
If our capital's dirty, our whole country is dirty.
He sounds like the guy from V for Vendetta.
The security of this nation depends on complete and total compliance.
And I have people sending me messages on X talking about I was in D.C. for most of the day. It's surreal. It's 100% martial law being unquestionably enforced. It's a sad testament to what we've become as a nation. We are lost, and it's only a matter of time before the inevitable occurs. What do you think the inevitable is?
And this will go further. We're starting very strongly with D.C. And
I cannot believe the same people who would have completely shit themselves if Biden did this, if Kamala Harris did it, if Obama did it.
Pam Bondi, who's fantastic, is taking command of the Metropolitan Police Department as of this moment.
They're nowhere. They're like, oh, it's okay when my preferred dictator does it. It's okay when my preferred dictator tyrannically takes over a city.
Number one. Number two. Number one. Number two.
About the same. Number one might be a tiny bit better.
And he's not stopping with D.C., just by the way.
And we're going to have the same thing here. But then I'm going to look at New York. In a little while, let's do this. Let's do this together. Let's see. It's going to go pretty quickly. And if we need to, we're going to do the same thing in Chicago, which is a disaster. We have a mayor there who's totally incompetent.
He's already announced straight up they might be doing this in Chicago, Baltimore, New York City.
We have other cities that are very bad. New York has a problem. And then you have, of course, Baltimore and Oakland.
And there's a memo that was leaked to the New Republic talking about how they plan to ramp this up and have military in the streets of America for years to come.
And this memo outlines an itinerary for a July 21 meeting that just took place between senior DHS and Pentagon officials to coordinate activities, quote, in defense of the homeland. And it suggests that the DHS is anticipating many more uses of the military in urban centers, noting that LA-style operations may be needed for years to come. So they're planning this to be the norm. This memo is alarming because it speaks to the intent to use the military within the United States at a level not seen since Japanese internment. The military is the most powerful coercive tool our country has. We don't want the military doing law enforcement. It absolutely undermines the rule of law. Gee, you think.
Mobilize the D.C. National Guard. It'll be operationalized by the Secretary of the Army, Dan Driscoll, through the D.C. Guard. You will see them flowing into the streets of Washington in the coming week. At your direction as well, sir, there are other units we are prepared to bring in. Other National Guard units, other specialized units.
And the memo was authored by Defense Secretary Hegseth's younger brother, who's the senior advisor to Kristi Noem. Experts I spoke with were surprised at how bluntly this suggests DHS pressure on the Defense Department to get the military much more involved in immigration enforcement and potential tension between top officials at both agencies over this imperative, possible resistance to it by Pentagon officials, and that it's a priority of POTUS. It's disturbing to see DHS officials pressuring the U.S. military to turn its focus inward even further, says Joseph Nunn, Counsel for the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center. Nunn said this suggests military involvement in domestic civilian law enforcement is about to get, quote, more common. It sounds like DHS and Secretary Hegseth are trying to compel the military to agree to operate much more directly inside U.S. territory, says Corey Shake, Director of Foreign Defense Policy Studies at the American Enterprise Institute. The conflation of a low-level threat like transnational criminal organizations with Al-Qaeda, which was actually attempting to topple the United States government, is a clear attempt to use excessive force for a purpose normally handled by civil authorities.
The call-up today of the D.C. National Guard is really the latest example of this administration deploying troops inside the country for missions that have historically been the responsibility of domestic law enforcement,
says Lindsey Cohn, an associate professor at the U.S. Naval War College. That's alarming, because it's putting responses to constitutionally protected protest in the same basket as counterterrorism and countering transnational criminal organizations, Cohn said. I mean, this is a terrible precedent. You just wait till that pendulum swings back the opposite way. President gets in there that you don't agree with, this precedent will already be set and they will build upon it. This is the destruction of America. Trump just wiped his ass with the Constitution. That is what he did today. Normalizing routine military support to law enforcement could create a kind of domestic forever war, but one that's uniquely dangerous. As the founders well understood, a military that is turned inward is a threat to both democracy and individual liberty.
Well, this is it. The day we've all seemingly been warning about, the buildup of executive power, unchecked, undue, unconstitutional executive power, even if the decisions were great. You know, we've long warned about this. This has definitely been coming for a long time, at least since FDR and the declaration of broad executive powers to operate in an emergency.
Broad executive power to wage a war against the emergency.
Take over all these parts of the economy. That emergency really has never ended. There's layers of emergency powers that are stacked up. And our 21st century presidents in particular have been basically issuing more executive orders than ever. And here's not only a president issuing so many executive orders, but ruling unilaterally like a king. I'm sorry if George Soros and the liberals already protested no kings. If the shoe fits, wear it. And even if they don't put on the shoe, they've prepared the shoes to fit. This is a cumulative buildup of unconstitutional power.
And I came in on this. This is one of the first things that I started activism talking about, because at the time, Obama was passing all kinds of executive orders that made it look like he was going to declare martial law and basically just take over the country.
This expansion and consolidation of power in the executive branch of our federal government is dangerous to our freedom. And it can only lead to the erosion of our liberty.
Centralizing all the power in the executive, which is exactly what Trump is now doing. I don't care how much gold tacky shit he puts up all over the White House. He is turning this entire place into a dictatorship, and he's doing it in everyone's face. And people are still acting like this is normal, that this is okay, and this is not going to be a problem.
The same people that were against lockdowns, that were against COVID tyranny, are now totally okay with and cheering on this tyranny.
Say, Biden uses, I need legislation. I didn't get any legislation.
He openly mocked the idea of using legislation. He did this thing with his mouth.
Say, Biden uses, I need legislation. I didn't get any legislation.
You've got this president not only willing to use this executive power and rule by executive orders, but one that has mocked even the idea of using legislative power to make this legitimate. He's going to use temporary war powers domestically and call on the National Guard and different branches of things and the use of ICE. He's militarizing the Coast Guard. He's attempting to create a Praetorian Guard around him to keep a Caesar in power.
Future presidents wouldn't be allowed to own things. So if Donald Trump were the next president, which, you know, some say he might run for a third term, but he would be forced to divest everything. Some say he might run for a third term.
And once you strip it all away, a president who's not willing to work through Congress or the will of the people and operate like a king through the use of executive orders, it becomes what the king had, the king's prerogative. There's constitutional rights and guaranteed liberties, and then on the opposite side of that is king's prerogative, the idea that they can operate without any checks and powers.
Trump is ruling by emergency. He's been doing it since he got in here, and he's just finding all the little loopholes and ways to, like, maximally interpret these things so that he can have the maximum amount of power concentrated in the executive. That is what he's been doing, and that is what he continues to do. And it's not okay. What's about to happen is not okay. And it feels like a pretense.
Something like 1984 could actually happen. This is the direction the world is going in at the present time.
And I've got people that are responding to the things I'm saying that I'm just attacking Trump.
There will be no loyalty except loyalty to the party.
I have Trump derangement syndrome. No, I have tyranny derangement syndrome. I've been calling this stuff out for 13 years. I have watched us tiptoe into tyranny this entire time. And now we're here where they're just blatantly declaring emergencies that are not exactly emergencies so that they can take power and use it in ways that it was never intended to be used.
But always there will be the intoxication of power.
And even if Trump goes away, resigns quietly the next few years, well, the president after that has the same powers unless they're ever reined in or revoked. That was the problem. People were all worried about the powers that Obama had inherited. After all, Bush thoroughly abused the executive power under the 9/11 emergency crisis and the war on terror and the illegal wars that he started in the Middle East, and then quietly handed those powers off to Obama, who had a much different flavor, seemingly a different agenda, but he authorized the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, and that further legitimized the idea of just blackbagging someone, taking them to an offsite, holding someone without proper charge. Okay, that's what habeas corpus is. Revoking habeas corpus is legitimizing the idea that a government could just take someone off the streets and hold them without making it clear what the charge is or what they've supposedly done or what the real reason is.
It is no excuse for it. There's no way to make this okay just because Trump's doing it. It wouldn't be okay no matter who was doing it. Stuff Biden did wasn't okay either. But people are acting like it's totally cool that we have a dictator if he's on the right. And that makes it okay. What you don't seem to realize when you fall into that left-right paradigm bullshit is that basically what we've been seeing is all of the chaos came out of the left under Biden, and now the right is going to bring order. It's problem, reaction, solution. And what do you think the solution is if this is what they're doing? What do you think they've decided is the solution to the problem that they created to begin with? And a lot of these same Congress people have been here the whole time. So they're complicit in this.
I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a crazy liberal. But I'm not a Republican. And I'm not authoritarian either. I'm in, you know, the never-winning libertarian permanent opposition who cares about the rights and freedoms of people in this country and really doesn't want to cheer on any of this abuse of power that's happening in Washington, D.C. And yeah, Congress is basically terrible. They're already bought out. They already give in to foreign interest and authorize things they shouldn't. But on top of that, like a higher layer of the cake, you've got a president here who wants to use that power. He wants more of it. I've been around the country. I've seen all these cities crumbling. I've seen the Rust Belt where people are out of work. I've seen more and more of the socioeconomic power move towards the top. We're being made into peasants. We're being driven back into a techno-feudalism, which seems to be what they want. They're bringing in a technocracy. They've completely eroded the Bill of Rights, and now they're coming in for the final closure. You think the face is Donald Trump? That's a distraction. But he is a president who's shown he's willing to use that executive power, and he doesn't care.
And he signed an executive order earlier this year about homelessness, redirecting them to open institutions again and just start shuffling people into institutions. And you have all these people in the older generations like, good, get it out of my face. I don't want to see it. Meanwhile, though, we have probably some of the highest rates of homelessness we've seen because people cannot afford to live here.
So I stopped the recording just to go actually look this up. And this came out right there at the end of 2024. They're saying on December 27th, likely in an attempt to avoid public attention, the Department of Housing and Urban Development released a report that admits that homelessness in America has now increased to the highest number on record. That even includes the Great Depression. We have more homelessness in America today than has ever been on record, including during the Great Depression. And instead of actually addressing the problems that are leading to this trend, you know, the fact that so many people are unemployed and cannot find gainful employment that can actually enable them to afford to live here, the fact that we've been in an affordable housing crisis for years now, all of these things that are just leading to more and more and more homelessness every day in this country. And instead of addressing any of that, he's just going to sign an executive order opening up institutions and just shove a bunch of people into institutions as if being homeless is now a crime in this country. That is what he and his administration are doing.
Do you know where the homeless people are going to go?
That's not really my lane. Yeah. Our job is to stand alongside law enforcement. We'll do that.
The rent just keeps going up. Inflation just keeps going up. When these tariffs hit, which is about to happen, that hasn't even started yet. You will see it. Because people aren't even going to be able to afford to eat when this really all starts to hit financially. All the prices are still going up. And they've bought all the single-family housing out from under everybody. They're turning us into a nation of renters where you're not allowed to own literally anything. So we have more homelessness than ever. And now the answer to that is just to put people in institutions. And actually, just by the way that that executive order is written is so vague that it's not necessarily homeless people. They can pretty much declare anyone a danger and stuff them in there. It's a civil liberties nightmare, the way that that executive order has been written. They use the term vagrancy, which hasn't been used in any kind of official capacity for decades now.
And in fact, the last time that it was used in an official capacity was when the Supreme Court declared a city of Jacksonville vagrancy law unconstitutional due to its vagueness and potential for arbitrary enforcement in 1972.
It can be used to basically put anybody away for any reason. I mean, as long as they say you're some kind of risk, you pose a risk. It doesn't say what the risk is to yourself or the public. And you can go ahead and say, well, you know, that means blah, 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 but that's your interpretation of it. They can interpret it however they want. That's how vague this is. And everyone's acting like this is going to make America great again. This is going to destroy America completely.
This is different degrees and flavors of it, but you're seeing the actual powers in exercise. They're practicing and beginning to use these powers. And Trump has openly said that D.C. is just the beginning, and then he's going to move to the other big cities that are also falling apart, where people are hurting. A very vulnerable bottom of society segment has fallen into complete abandon and waste, and it's visible on the streets. Absolutely, it's a problem. But using an authoritarian police state to come back and deal with it is a bigger problem than we started with.
So this is more of like you create the problem and then you have the solution.
And by the way, earlier this year, the DOJ was bragging that DC crime hit a 30-year low. So don't tell me this is about the crime. It's not about the crime. This is an overstep and it's about setting a precedent.
Trump's own Department of Justice was bragging in a press release that's still on their website earlier this year that crime in D.C. was at a 30-year low.
This is exactly what King George III did in 1768 in Boston by deploying redcoats to police the city for their safety.
In between outright martial law or an outright declaration of emergency powers, Trump has also signaled that he plans to basically strong arm or soft bribe city leaders of these big cities with federal funding. He's going to withhold federal funding if they don't cooperate and do the program that he wants. Federal funding that comes from all of us taxpayers and is taken illegitimately from individuals in the state level, given into programs that are ill-advised at the federal level so they can become a tool and a power for the executive to use over states and local cities. Just as the founders intended.
What to say anymore. Everybody's sitting here watching this happen and they don't even seem to realize what's going on right in front of their face. It's right in your face. This is naked, blatant tyranny. Wait till he starts doing it in other cities. He already did it this summer in LA. They deployed Marines to the streets of LA. I wouldn't even be surprised if this is really just trying to set a precedent before all of these tariffs full on hit everybody's pocketbook.
We're getting $2 trillion in taxes on top of all the other taxes that we have. So ultimately, conservatives have to decide, do they like taxes because they're Donald Trump's taxes?
And before the Social Security completely runs out, that 74 million people in this country depend on, which is coming up, they know that people are going to be pissed. They know that people are going to be broke and have nothing else to lose. So they're trying to preemptively do this to make it seem like it's normal to have military policing American streets.
Were we warned this would happen? Under what pretense were we warned this was going to happen? Oh, Rex 84.
I don't know if in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir.
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon.
That members of our Senate warn we shouldn't even talk about publicly because they were part of a secret plan. Oh, just by coincidence, it was going to be a use of executive power under the pretext of continuity of government, martial law to protect against an undocumented wave of workers from other countries, martial law, specifically on the pretext of illegal immigration, an invasion on the country. You know, they'll say it however they want.
And to the people who are trying to make excuses saying D.C. was already federal, no, that is not how D.C. worked.
Under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States, I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control.
That's why he had to enact that, okay? It's supposed to be under the legal control of Congress, who also isn't doing their job. Apparently, they were all on vacation.
They mock people who talk about using the legitimate processes of power, getting Congress to at least sign off and authorize and pass legislation, even if they are puppets, reserving the rights to people that they are due, not allowing government to do things that they are barred from doing. There's a pretty short list of things the government are specifically barred from doing, and yet we see government after government going after those specific powers.
This is really bad sign. I feel like the reason they have spent all of this time focusing so much on getting conservatives on their side is because those are the people who would have been calling this out in a heartbeat had it been done on the other side of the carpet, and they knew it, and they knew it. So that's who they have to get. And so many of these alternative media people who spent whole careers warning about this, made movies warning about this, are now sucking at the teat of this very tyranny that they spent years warning about. It's disgusting. What a bunch of sellouts. What a bunch of complete sellouts. Whatever the opposite of a patriot is. All of these people who are sucking up to Trump today and are saying this is a great idea, You should know those are exactly the same people who would have been sucking up to King George III, putting redcoats in the streets in Boston back in the day, 250 years ago.
What is the difference, really, between King George III? What is the difference between dictators and führers of history? What is the difference between an executive prerogative and a king's prerogative?
A tyranny is still a tyranny. It does not matter how much gold you drape it in, okay? Doesn't matter. You could clean up the front door of D.C. all day, but all of the corruption that's there is still festering under the surface. All of the real corruption in that city is still happening. So they're going to make all the focus be on the streets because they know that inside, eventually, people are going to stop being okay with the things that they're doing and all this corruption that is happening. And they know it. So they're trying to normalize military in American streets. It's not okay. It will never be okay. It goes against the very fabric of this country to put a standing army in the streets of our nation.
The founding fathers meant for the government to be balanced so they could check one another. Even before the revolution in Britain, they were concerned about the same issue of the king having too much power, of a parliamentary king having too much power, and reconciling it through a balance of powers. Here we see a runaway executive through the Democrats, through the Republicans, back through the Democrats again, through the Republicans again, back through the Democrats again, and back to Republicans again. That's how they built this up. They've justified it on one pretext after another. They don't care if it plays one side off the other. All they do is score points for undue, unbalanced power in the executive. And who runs that power? You really think it's the president?
Stayed up last night recording this, and it just came out this morning. Pentagon plan would create standing military force to put down, quote, civil unrest. The Trump administration is reportedly considering a plan to put troops on standby to deploy in as little as an hour. And they're calling it the Domestic Civil Disturbance Quick Reaction Force, which is doesn't even give you a good acronym. DCCRF. Which would utilize an existing statute, including invocation of Title 32, to authorize the deployment of specialized National Guard units anywhere in the country within hours. 600 troops to be put on standby at all times, so they can deploy in as little as an hour. They would be split into two groups of 300 and stationed at military bases in Alabama and Arizona, with purview regions east and west of the Mississippi. Literally, again, two of the things that were listed in the long train of abuses in the Declaration of Independence. Trump is really racking those up these days. And people are saying this isn't normal, because it isn't. It's not normal for the government to be so concerned about civil unrest. And why would they be so concerned? What would be the reason for that? Let's think about that. Could it be inflation, wage stagnation, unemployment, record homelessness, and the fact that they know for a fact that Social Security is about to run out in a few years? So there's going to be quite a lot of civil unrest coming, and they know it. Because they know what is coming. A situation they created. The situation they've allowed to fester. A situation that is just... that's just been allowed to simmer continuously for years and years. This has been headed this way.
I've been warning you guys for years.
There are things being amped up. You've got that. You've got the leaked army document that came to light that obviously shows they plan on interning people into camps, FEMA camps, and how exactly they're going to go about that. You even have the army spokesperson going on record to say that we weren't supposed to see that. Oh, gee, you think?
I've been talking about this for years. I've been pointing this out for freaking years. And now we're seeing it. And I can't believe that people have forgotten so hard what America was supposed to be and that the reasons why this is an important country. And it's all getting, it's disintegrating. It's disintegrating right before our eyes. It's just like I said in the last video, republic if you can keep it. This is not a republic right now, what's happening here. This is some Praetorian Guard Rome, fall of Rome level shit that's happening. Okay? So tell yourself whatever you need to try to explain that away to yourself, but this is what is actually going on.
Some say he might run for a third term.
It is a sad day. It is a sad day for America. And we need to remember how this country was founded and why. Because fighting this exact type of thing is exactly why. It's exactly what this country was founded upon. And we need to start remembering that story. Because if we forget completely, we're about to walk off straight into 1984. And you have people right now who are deep-throating the boot. I'm surprised they can even speak. They have the boot is so far down their throats.
If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever.
Do you see what is happening? This is dark times.
And everyone said, they used to say, Biden used to say, I need legislation. I didn't get any legislation.
This does not end well. The road that this is, the road that is now he's going down, it doesn't end well.
Don't get sucked into this. Look yourself in the mirror and just think about it. Is this constitutional? Is our country anywhere near constitutional? Can you restore a constitutional system by having someone abuse the Constitution? Can you go back to a place of having rights, peace, and prosperity by withholding peace, by depriving people of all that they have, and of using martial law powers? Can you get back to a constitutional balanced system that respects people's rights through martial law?
I love you guys.
The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
And by the way, I'm not even really sure how Trump's going to clean up D.C., considering all of the worst offenders in D.C. are still on recess.